Well, it's a privilege to bring up not only my brother, but my neighbor, and one of my best friends. You know, Brother Ray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. Neighbor, can I borrow some sugar? Amen. Amen. He ain't got none. Praise God. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. It's good to see everybody today. It's good to see my buddy Corey. What's going on, Corey? Amen. Amen. Why don't you give yourselves a hand tonight? Amen. It's all right. Amen. I believe that's in order. You guys got dressed, came out because you love the Lord and want to be in the house of God. Amen. There's a lot of places that a lot of us could be tonight. Amen. But we chose to be in the house of God. Amen. Amen. God honors faithfulness. Amen. When you don't know what to do, just keep being faithful and God will come through. Amen. I'm a rapper. Amen. So, but it's so true. When you just stay faithful to God, in time, God just unfolds everything the right way for us. Amen. It's an honor to be up here tonight and might preach and teach a little bit tonight. And I want to talk to you tonight for a few moments on who is waiting on you. Look at your neighbor and say, who is waiting on you? Amen. I have a lot of reading, so I'll try to cut some of this reading out. Amen. I got hooked on phonics, so I had to cut some of it out tonight. Amen. You can stay seated tonight. I'm going to read in Acts chapter 10, 1 through 4. Acts chapter 10, 1 through 4. It says, and there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people. And he prayed to God always. So he was a man of giving and a man of prayer. He saw a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, and the angel of God coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius, he called him by name. It was the angel of the Lord. It was not the Lord, but it was the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord called him by name. And when he looked on him, he was afraid, and he said, what is it, Lord? He said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Amen. I said it a few minutes ago, when you're faithful and you just do the right thing, God takes notice. Amen. So this man who was just a giver and a man of prayer, the Bible says that God began to take notice of what he was doing. He wasn't a man that was raised around the church or had any ties to the church. He was just a man who loved God. He was just a man who loved to give and loved to pray and had some moral structure about him. Amen. I want to talk to you in a few moments tonight on who is waiting for you. The Bible says that he was a good man. Somebody say, a good man. He was a good man. We find that Cornelius, the Bible says, was a good man. Amen. First off, before I begin to teach or preach here for a little while, I just want to say that I am thankful today for the love and the mercy of God. Amen. Can I get a witness? Is anybody thankful for the goodness of God today? Amen. Brother Jonathan said it tonight. Amen. If it had not been for the goodness of God, we would not be here tonight. Amen. Because none of us are that good tonight. Amen. But we serve a good God, a God who loves us. Amen. A God who hasn't given up on us. Amen. And I'm thankful tonight for that God. I'm thankful for the presence of God. I'm thankful for the mercy of God. Amen. Because if it had not been for God, amen, where would we be? Amen. Where would we be? Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2 and verse 39, it says, for this promise is unto you and unto your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I'm so thankful tonight that we serve a God that has called us. I'm so thankful tonight that we serve a God that is still knocking on the doors of hearts of men today. I'm so thankful that God has given us a promise, amen. But he's not only given the promise to you and I, but he's given the promise to all that are far off. Amen. See, God doesn't discriminate. God looks high and God looks low. God is not worried about where you come from or who you're tied to, but God has come with a promise. Amen. And it said this promise is for all them that even that are far off. The gift of the Holy Ghost is for you, and it's for them that are far off. It's for your family member. It's for your friend. Amen. It's for those that you come in contact with on a daily basis. Amen. The Bible says that whosoever will, let him come. Amen. And so God is wanting to give this gift. I believe that God is still wanting to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Amen. I believe that God is tonight, even tonight, is wants to help us and wants to call us to help us to understand that God wants to use us as vessels. Amen. To tell somebody about this gospel. Amen. To tell somebody about the good news. To tell somebody that there was a God who bled and died for you. Amen. To tell somebody that you don't have to stay in your struggle. To tell somebody that it's not over. Amen. It's not over tonight. Hallelujah. I've not come tonight to pump you up. I've not come tonight to try to sound good because I don't know how to. Amen. But I've come tonight to tell you that there's a God that loves you. And there's a God that can help you tonight. Hallelujah. That same God that I speak of, that same God wants to help the people around us. The same God wants to help our family members and our friends and those that we come in contact with, because he's a good God. Amen. It's the will of God that none should perish, but that all should come to everlasting life. You see, the will of God, God came that he would save people, that they would not go to a devil's hell, but they would have life eternal. Amen. That God came that we would be in communion, in relationship with him. Amen. We come to church and we feel the presence of God and we feel the power of God and the authority of God. And for just a little while, for an hour and a half or 2 hours, whatever it may be, we're in fellowship with God. We're in communion with God. And it's just a taste of the eternity that God's going to give us. Amen. Because the Bible says that he goes to prepare a place for you, that where he is, that we may be also. Amen. Come on, I'm preaching tonight that there's still a heaven and there's still a hell. We've got to believe that heaven is real tonight. Hallelujah. 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 We live in a generation that doesn't talk about heaven. Amen. But you've got to learn how to get excited about heaven. Amen. Because heaven is real tonight. Hallelujah. It should excite you, not scare you tonight. Amen. I'm so thankful that God has prepared a place for me. I'm so thankful for all those that died in Christ, that they went on to be with their reward. Amen. That there is a crown that is laid up for them somewhere in heaven. Amen. Heaven is real today. Hallelujah. Because there's life that is everlasting. Because the truth of the matter is, there is a heaven and there is a hell. Oh yes, heaven and hell are real. Amen. They're real. I don't want to get too excited tonight, but it's too late for that. Amen, Brother Tristan. Praise God. It's too late for that. So, but what I want to say tonight is that I still believe that God, amen, can heal the sick. Amen. I said I believe that God can heal the sick. Amen. I believe that God can still deliver. Amen. I'm not just talking about gang members and things like that, but God can deliver anybody from anything at any time. Amen. We're living in a different day where there are struggles and there are situations that are attacking our young people. They're infiltrating their minds and they're giving them these thoughts of depression and these thoughts of suicide. But I've come to tell somebody tonight and remind you that God can deliver. Amen. He is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Amen. God does not change today. He's a deliverer in this place. Hallelujah. If you believe that, clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah, he's a deliverer. I don't ever want to forget what he is and who he is. He can still heal. He can still deliver. And the blood of Jesus tonight still runs and it still works in our lives. Amen. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ that changes lives. It's the blood of Calvary, amen, that when it's applied to someone's life, that changes them, that washes them tonight. Amen. The blood still works. The blood still works. Hallelujah. Amen. I wonder one more time if we can give the Lord a hand clap of praise in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you for that blood tonight. Hallelujah. And so Cornelius, the Bible says, was a good man. Amen. A good man. Can I tell you today that the world is full of good people? Look at your neighbor and say, the world is full of good people. Society has projected this mental influence in our mind through the news and through people and through media that the world is falling apart and there's no good people in the world today. Brother Corey, and we need to just run for the hills and, you know, and stock up on some canned food and, you know, whatever they're selling you tonight. But I've come to tell the Church of Abundant Life Center that there are still some good people out there. Amen? Amen. There are still some good people out in the world today. Amen. Can I tell you the world is full of good Catholics today? Amen. One of my best friends is a devout Catholic. Amen. And I'm slowly but surely I'm working on him. And I'm just, Brother Hector, it's Brother Hector. You know who he is. And so I'm just working on him. And there's some good Baptists out there. Praise the Lord, Brother Corey. Amen. Amen. And so there's good people out there. Whatever label you want to put on an individual. But what I'm telling you today is God doesn't look at all that mess. God looks in the inside. The Bible says that man looks on the outside. But God looks on the inside. Amen. Because God is love. And God is hope. Amen. And so there is good people in this world today. Amen. The world is full of good people. We've got to remember that God, He made all things, somebody help me, He made all things good. Amen. He said that it was good. Amen. Verse 4 says in Acts 10 and 4, it says, and he, Cornelius, gazing intently at him, he's having this vision, and he's gazing intently, he became frightened, and he said, what is it, Lord? And the angel said unto him, your prayers and your generous gifts to the poor have come up as a sacrifice to God and have been remembered by him. Amen. God takes note of what we do. I'm telling you, when you pray, that God takes note of when you pray. Amen. I'm telling you, when you pray, that God will dispatch an angel when you pray. Because the angel stepped in and said, hey, God is looking about what you've been doing. Amen. And I've come here to tell you that help is on the way. Amen. We've got to remember that we're part of a supernatural thing here tonight. Amen. We've got to remember that the angels, amen, are still moving and they're still functioning. And the power of God is still present in the church. Amen. In the church. We have not tonight because we ask not tonight. Amen. We have not because maybe we don't go after those things. But I've come to encourage somebody today. If you will pray, amen, God will step in. Amen. The Bible said that the angel showed up and he took note. And he said, God is checking you out. God is checking you out tonight. This man was a man of prayer, a man of generosity. He helped the poor. Amen. He sounds just like a Christian, Brother Corey. But he was just a Gentile. He wasn't even a Christian. He wasn't even welcomed in the circle. They didn't even want him around. Amen. Sometimes that's just the way that it is. And we've got to change our mentality. And I've caught myself saying this sometimes. And I'm just being transparent. And I'm just being real tonight. You know, well, so-and-so is a better Christian than some of the people in the church. Amen. But you know what? God has people out there. God has people who love him, who are waiting for somebody to come by and tell them the good news and tell them that there's a God that loves them and tell them the fullness of the truth, the fullness of the gospel. I tell you what this needs to be tonight. This needs to be a full gospel church. Hallelujah. Because we can't do it. We don't have enough programs. We don't have enough intellect. We don't have enough know-how. But when you begin to preach the gospel, oh, it saves all by itself. It doesn't need our help. It doesn't need free candy giveaways. It doesn't need a bounce house. Amen. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. It's anointed all by itself. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. And so this man was, he was a good man. The Bible says that he prayed daily. He had a relationship with God. He had a relationship with God. And we know today as saints how important it is to have a relationship with God. Amen. And this, these are my words, but a relationship with God, amen, it separates the real from the spectators. Amen. When you have a relationship with God, you're denying yourself and you're saying, God, I really love you. I'm giving you my time. I don't want to just be a bench warmer, but God, I want to be in relationship with you. There's a special anointing and there's a special power that comes when you have a relationship with somebody. But much more when you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. There's something that begins to happen. There's an unction of the Holy Ghost that will come upon you. Amen. There's something that begins to happen when you're in covenant with God. Hallelujah. And so it separates us. Amen. It is a place where God can talk. It's a place that we can talk to God and God can talk to us. Because why? Because God so loved this world, our world, your world, that he gave. And that whosoever should believe on him should not perish. What I'm saying here today is that there are good people. People talking to God. People seeking God, Brother Corey. People knocking on doors, Brother Corey. People believing God. Amen. And God is trying tonight to get our attention in this place. God has come tonight to remind you that somebody is looking for God. That somebody is hungry for God. That somebody is waiting for you tonight. Amen. Because why? Because God is wanting to use you. Amen. It's not just Hector's job or my job or Jonathan's job, but it's the job of the body of Christ. Amen. We're to go into the field. Amen. The Bible says that the fields are ripe. Amen. And so we are to go out and we're to go compel them and bring them to the house. It's not our ability nor our job if they come and they leave because we don't have the power anyhow to do anything. But if we can bring them to the house of God, amen, the Holy Ghost can touch them. The Spirit of God can speak to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you believe what I'm preaching tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. And so God is wanting to use us today. And you know, and I know that sitting and I've heard a lot of preaching, and a lot of preaching really sounds the same, Brother Corey. And we think, well, I've heard that before. Anybody ever been there? Amen. And so, but when you read the Bible, it's the same thing. I mean, the Old Testament, he's just same old issues, same old problems. Because God is wanting to remind us. Amen. Jesus told his disciples, he said, having ears, but you hear not. Having eyes, but you see not. There is something that can happen if we could just understand and get the basics of what God is wanting to do in his church through our lives and understand that it's God in you, that God wants to move through you. Amen. And God wants to use you to reach a lost and dying world. Hallelujah. But we've got to be sensitive to the presence of God. We've got to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost when it moves. And the only way that can happen is if we're in relationship, in covenant, in prayer with God. Because when you're in relationship with God, you can hear a whisper. You can hear anything because God, you know his voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is wanting to use you today. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God wants to use you. Because if God doesn't use you, there's no hope for this world. Amen. We're it, church. We're his hands. We're his feet. We're his mouth. We're his ears. Amen. We're the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We can hear the voice of, we cannot hear the voice of God if we do not pray. You see, prayer is God's frequency. Yeah, you want to find God, he's right there. He's right in that prayer section there. That's where God rolls. Amen. It matters not today where we're from, who we're tied to, or even what our last name is. In the world, it does. We're in this world, Brother Martin, but we're not of this world. We're in the kingdom of God. I've come to remind somebody today that God will have a church. God will have a church. And this is what he said. He said, and I'm putting it in raised terms. He said, upon my name, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. It was upon the revelation of the name of Jesus Christ. He said, and on that name, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against the church. If hell is prevailing against the church, amen, then we're not doing something right. Amen. But when we're in relationship with God, there is no devil that can stop us. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a church. A praying church is a prevailing church. A church that prays. You show me a church that prays, and I'll show you a church that's prevailing. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you love me, then you should pray. Ouch. And so it's prayer that aligns us to be used of God. Amen. We're never going to have it just right or all together. But if we could find a place of prayer, it's in prayer where God aligns us and God can speak to us and God can use our broken lives because we're willing to submit and to commit to something that's bigger than us. Amen. God doesn't care about your last name or where you stand in the community or even your education tonight. But God is looking for people who will humble themselves and pray. He said, if my people will humble themselves and pray, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. I'm telling you tonight that our land needs a whole lot of healing. Amen. And God needs a whole lot of help. God needs individuals. He needs bodies. He needs vessels. They're not ashamed of the gospel, who are not ashamed to be counted. Amen. To stand in an evil day and declare what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. God, get a hold of us tonight. The Bible says that when he saw the people, that he was moved with compassion. Our heart's got to break for what breaks his heart tonight, church. Our heart has got to break for what breaks his heart tonight. If we're not moved by the things that are going on around us, then we will never do and fulfill the will of God in our lives. God, baptize us tonight, God, with a new hunger and a new desire, God. Hallelujah, for the lost and the dying world, God, for our families and our friends. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so it's prayer that aligns us to be used of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think it'd be fitting for a moment if we just raise our hands and just reach out to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, God, here I am tonight, God. Oh, God, use me tonight, God. Oh, God, speak to me, oh, God, tonight. Oh, God. Oh, God, we need you in this place, oh, God. You can't tell you. You can't tell you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, this is not about you and I, but it's about him tonight. Amen, it's about his kingdom, and it's about his glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 4, it says that thy prayers and thy alms have come up to me as a memorial. In other words, God took note of this man. Verse 3 tells us that Cornelius had a vision and the angel of the Lord began to deal with him. And the angel of the Lord told him that God had taken note of his prayers and his deeds. Amen. And the angel begins to instruct him, and he told him to send men to Joppa. He said that it would be there that he would find a man by the name of Peter. And so this angel is giving him direction and telling him what to do. And he said, go to this place and there'll be a man named Peter. And tell him the story. He sent three men and he said, tell him the story of the Lord asking for him to come see Cornelius. Go tell him the vision that I had. He sent his men to tell Peter. And he was going to be there and bring him back to me, he said. The Bible tells us that Peter went to the top to his house to pray. The Bible tells us that he was extremely hungry. So in the middle of all that's going on, God's given Cornelius a vision. And he sends his men to go tell Peter and to bring him to the house of Cornelius. At the same time, Peter's on top of the roof and he's praying, but he's hungry. Anybody ever get hungry? Amen. Acts 10, 11 through 20. I didn't give you that, sis, if you can get that for me. Acts 10, 11 through 20. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That says, and he saw the heaven opened. This is Peter here. He saw the heaven opened. A certain vessel descending unto him, and it had been a great sheet knit at four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of the four-footed beast of the earth and the beast of the creeping things and the fowls of the air. And there came a voice unto him. It said, rise, Peter, kill and eat. Get up and go kill and eat. But Peter said, no, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten any of these things that is common or unclean. It was not a custom for Peter to eat these things. It wasn't in his diet. Amen. And Peter said, no, he said, for I have never eaten any of these things that is common or unclean. Amen. Next verse. All the way to 20. Is that it? And the voice spake unto him again the second time. What God hath cleansed, that call thou common. Call not thou common. What God has cleansed, call not thou common. Amen. Verse 16. This was done three times, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now, while Peter doubted himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. Amen. And called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on his vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. God was working. Amen. And Peter is having this vision about this sheet and eating this unclean animal. And he's at this point, he's denying to eat it. Amen. He said he argued with the Lord three times. Oh, Peter was a fighter. Amen. To the death. Praise God. Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, the Lord said. I have sent them. Amen. And so this is something that was out of the ordinary for Peter, because he didn't eat of these things. And he had no dealings and no business with these people. Amen. And so God is telling him, and Peter is fighting and said, I don't do that. I don't feel comfortable doing that. And the Lord said, he said, just do it, for I have sent them. And finally, something happened in Peter's life. Finally, he got the picture. Finally, he understood, I better go because God is telling me. Amen. And so, there was, you see, a man named Cornelius, the Gentile. And Peter was a Jew, a man of God. Now in these days, up to this point, the Gentiles and the Jews did not really hang together. As a matter of fact, the Gentiles were considered outsiders, non-Jews. They had no fellowship. Amen. As a matter of fact, the Gentiles were considered possibly unclean. The Bible says, and there came a voice unto him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "No, not so, Lord. I have never eaten any of these things. That is common or unclean." And the voice spake unto him again and a second time, "And what God hath cleansed, call that now common. This was done three times. And Peter is given the vision about clean and unclean. You see, the Gentiles were considered unclean. And Peter did not want to kill and eat that wasn't part of his diet or his custom of that day. But God was doing something greater than eating. God was fulfilling prophecy. God was merging humanity together. God was saying, "I'm building a bridge today. I want you to go to the person that nobody wants. I want you to go to the person that you would least expect. And I want you to go tell them that there's a God that loves them. I want you to go across the tracks and share this gospel with somebody." That's what God was doing. Hallelujah. And God was building a bridge, fulfilling prophecy. And he penned these words, "What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common." This was done three times. You see, in the Old Testament, there was holy and there was common. There was holy, amen, and there was common. And Peter understood that. He understood that. And the only way it could be made holy again, the common, was through a ritual or a cleansing. And then it was considered consecrated. It was considered set apart for the service of God. And so God gave Peter this vision, and Peter fights the Lord. And finally, Peter obeys God. And it's at this time these men show up. What I'm preaching today, I'm trying to give a little bit of background, but what I'm preaching today is, who is waiting on you today? Amen. Son, I'm not picking on you, but who's waiting on you today? At your school. You'll never know if you never get into the Holy Ghost. You'll never know unless you find a place of prayer. It may be the most awkwardest thing ever. God might tell you to go to Target and tell Johnny if you want to buy him a soda. I don't know what God does or how he's going to do it. But what I'm telling you today is that God is waiting on us today. God is waiting on us, amen, to share this gospel with somebody. God is waiting on us today to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And we've got to understand that we've got to get our logic and our concepts out of the way, because it may not be the way that you would do it. It may not be the place that you would go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's either God over everything or he's God of nothing tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm preaching, who is waiting on you tonight? Many times, like Peter, God is dealing with us and God is speaking to us, but we resist because it's not the way that we would do it. It's not the way that we would do it. The Bible tells us, like Jonah, likewise. 3 days and three nights in the belly of a whale, because he didn't feel it was fit that those people deserve the gospel of Jesus Christ. He wouldn't have went there in his lifetime. He didn't think that it was necessary. But God was saying that I've come for all, that everybody would have life everlasting. Amen. God said, I want to save them. I want to reach them. And would you know it, that they repented at the preaching of Jonah. They repented at the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, when we can get self out of the way, amen, there is something that God wants to do. There is something that God wants to do in our lives. There is something that God wants to do. We've got to yield ourselves to God. We sing all these songs in Pentecost. It's ridiculous. If I get in trouble, then I'll get in trouble. Amen. Take a beating later. Praise God. My first time, Brother Tristan. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give you everything. We ain't willing to give God anything. Our lifestyle does not match the Sunday night service song. The Bible refers to the end time. It says that in the last days, no, how does that scripture go when he says that man shall be, how does it, somebody help me about denying the power thereof. What's that scripture? It says that they will have a form of godliness, but they will deny the power thereof. And how do you deny the power? I can look right all I want to. Amen. But the way that Ray denies the power of God is by my action or my non-action. That's how I deny the power of God in my life. I look good, but I don't do anything. Amen. I look good. I go to church and I sing. I give myself away, but I don't do anything. That's how we deny the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jonah was of the same mentality. His plan in God, his ways are above our ways. Pastor quotes it all the time. And it's so true because we can't begin to fathom what God is going to do or how God wants to do it. Amen. And so it is. Amen. There's a definite plan for the church of the living God today. There's a plan for you and I. There's a plan for us to get saved and have the Holy Ghost and have peace, love, joy, and be blessed and God rebuke the devourer, like you said, and bless our finances and take us to a higher place. But what happens when we get there? It is time for us. We are blessed to be a blessing. Bible says, freely you received, now freely give. If you're not giving out, then you're not fulfilling the will of God. There comes a point in our life where we've got to be this river and we've got to flow out. Amen. The Bible says, and your belly shall be like rivers of flowing. Amen. That there should be a river in our life. Amen. There should be a flow in our life. Amen. You got to go with the flow. I'm rapping again. Hallelujah. You got to go with the flow tonight. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We don't deem today who's worthy to come into the kingdom. We don't. But rather we listen and we pray. Who is waiting on Ray today? Who's waiting for me? I wanted to do something so bad here tonight. I just didn't have the time or the resources. What I wanted to do was I wanted to make a clip of all the people in my life. And I was just going to be transparent here tonight. So just use your mind's eye tonight if you can. And I wanted to use the people in my life that I come in contact with. Poncho, the bus driver. Sir Faz Ali, the drive-in liquor owner attendant. The nice lady Gloria at VIP Pizza. I can go on and on. My supervisor, Hector Rodriguez. And I can go on and on. My neighbor, Kenny Searcy, Tulare Western baseball coach. I can go on and on and on. Who is waiting on Ray today? My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Who is waiting on you today? Who is waiting on you to answer the call of God today? The call of God is not standing up here and saying a few things and making everybody run and making everybody yell. But the call of God is to reach out to the world, to a lost, dying world. Amen. Hallelujah. Who's waiting on you today? Hallelujah. We have friends and family members and people that we see on a regular basis. Amen. What would happen if God, how do we know that God is not speaking to them in prayer? How do we know that what we think is a heathen is, doesn't have a place in their house where they pray every day and they're waiting for somebody to come and say, hey, let me give you a Bible study. Hey, let me tell you about the goodness of God. Hey, let me buy you some lunch today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Who was waiting on you today? It's amazing to me that there is a man praying in one place and another man praying in another place, and God orchestrating a divine encounter with God. Do you know that living for God is encounters after encounter after encounter? Amen. There are people who are waiting to encounter God today. It's amazing that there could be somebody miles away, Sister Thompson, who is seeking God. And what God is waiting for is an apostolic saint of God to hear the voice of God and get an unction and get some boldness and say, I'm going to go, Lord. I don't know if this is you, but I'm going to go. And I'm going to go tell them what it is. And I'm going to see what happens. Hallelujah. There are people that are waiting on us today. There are people that are waiting on us today. Two different walks of life, two different mindsets. I need to hurry. Amen. But the fact that God is waiting for you and I, amen, to open our ears and go, our spiritual ears. We've got to open these things. It's our heart, our mind. We've got to open it up to God. Don't call common what God has cleansed. Amen. Don't look at that drunk at the corner and be like, he's just always going to be there. Amen. Don't call common what God has cleansed. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so this is what happens when Peter shows up. Hallelujah. I'm going to quit here pretty quick. Brother Alex, give me a hand, please. In Acts 10:33-44, I have to read this so you can hear this. Amen. Trust me, I'm not a reader by habit. Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee. Amen. This is when Peter shows up at the house of Cornelius, and he finally gets there. God finally persuades him. I tell you, Peter did the right thing. Amen. Peter did the right thing. Peter is a type of you and I, because Peter is not perfect. Amen, but he's willing. God is not looking for perfection tonight. You know, Peter was really ultimately a mess. But it was Peter who stood up and preached this gospel. It was Peter who impacted this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you today, it's not all what's going on and what you have together. It's just knowing Jesus Christ. Amen. And let God work through you. In Acts 10:33-44, it says, and immediately, therefore, I sent to thee. And thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are common or that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth. The Holy Ghost began to move. I don't think that Peter had a script. I don't think that Peter had an agenda. Peter was always looking for something, an opportunity. Peter was led by the presence of God. It says, then Peter opened his mouth. That's what prayer does. Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Peter's starting to figure it out. He says, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. He began to say things that if somebody else heard him say, they would kick Peter out and push him away because it wasn't the thing to say. Amen. But I want to tell you tonight, when you fall in love with God and you hear the voice of God, there's nothing that scares you. There's nothing that can stop you. Amen. It's a place of faith. It's a place where God intends us to be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word of which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. He's telling Cornelius that the words that I say, you know, which were published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth of the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing and all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all those things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed himself openly, not to all the people, but unto the witnesses chosen before God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach. And he commanded us to preach. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that he which was ordained of God to be judge of the quick and the dead, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spoke these words, guess what happened? The Holy Ghost fell on him, which heard the word. Hallelujah. You don't got to do it just right. You just got to do it. Amen. You just got to speak the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brother Corey, you just got to speak the word and be instant in season and out of season and not be ashamed of the gospel. Why, Brother Hector? Because it's the power unto salvation. It's the most important thing in the whole world. There is a heaven and there is a hell. It's the power unto salvation. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. God used an angel to speak to Cornelius, but God used a man to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Don't call common what God has cleansed. Because remember what I read in your hearing tonight, that God took that common and through a ritual he cleansed it. And when he cleansed it, he called it consecrated. He called it set apart. He called it a holy thing. And I got news for you tonight that you and I were Gentiles. God has washed us and he has cleansed us. And he said, don't call that trash. That's my prized possession. That's my jewel. Amen. That's my people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God used an angel to talk to Cornelius. But God used a man to tell him who he was. I want to be that man tonight. Stand with me, please. My question tonight is this, and I'm done. I took 5 minutes too long. My apologies. But my question tonight is to you. Who is waiting on you? My question to myself, who's waiting on me? Amen. If you feel that way tonight and you want to be used of God, come to the front. Maybe you've wrestled with God. The Bible said that Peter wrestled 3 times. Hallelujah. But if you want to step out today and you want to be what God has called you to be, and you want to see revival in this church, and you want to see revival in your home, amen. Let God use you tonight. Let God speak through you tonight. Be a vessel of God, a vessel of honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If that's your prayer tonight, hallelujah, I'm going to pray this tonight. God, I pray tonight, God, that you would dispatch angels in this place. Hallelujah. That God, that angels would begin to speak to lost family members. God, that they would show up and give them a vision. And God, that you would send somebody, God. God, that you would send somebody, God, to preach this gospel, to tell them about your goodness. Hallelujah. Let's pray tonight, church. Hallelujah. Who's waiting on me? Who's waiting on me tonight?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, use us tonight. Oh, God, use us tonight, God. Oh, Jesus, for your kingdom, God, and for your glory, God. Not my will, not my thoughts, not my plans. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
You can use anything, Lord.
Awesome, awesome word, Brother Ray. Who's waiting on you? Hallelujah. We see people dying. Hallelujah. We see people, you know, perishing. Hallelujah. Remember, God saved you. God died on the cross, not for you just to be at a place where, you know, I'm okay, I made it already. But to go out off there to the highways and byways. Hallelujah, where nobody wants to go, where nobody wants to reach. Hallelujah, that's a great commission to go out there beyond these walls. Hallelujah, and preach the word. Hallelujah, and preach the powerful word of Jesus. Hallelujah, he still saves, he still delivers. Hallelujah, you could use me, Lord. Hallelujah, you could use me. Thank you, Brother Ray. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hey, y'all see, it's time for us to reach. Hallelujah. It's time for us to reach in our jobs, in our neighbors. You know, because you never know. Sometimes we see our neighbors or our co-workers, but we never know what's going on behind the scenes. Hallelujah. Be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. And remember, you may not know the word, but just open your mouth and God will fill it for you. Amen. Thank you, Brother Ray. Awesome. Hallelujah. You guys are dismissed in Jesus' name.